Welcome aboard the Turkish Airlines podcast channel. Are you ready for a new adventure?
Merhaba, passengers. This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard the inaugural episode of the Widen Your World podcast, part of the Turkish Airlines series.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Quiet. We'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
One of the things about RJ, I mean, occasionally, once in a blue moon, do I see you really, really get hammered. But even when you're pounding a few, you just don't.
I can hold it.
You don't metabolize it very. I mean, you know what? I mean, you do metabolize it very.
You stay steady.
And when Mark and I were watching a lot of the tape for that's going to become this DVD that you can buy at MichaelMaraShow.com, we began to notice people's tells for drinking. And
that's great.
The thing that is so great is Oscar, you smile a totally different way.
Yes, like a little kid.
And I smile with my mouth open, which I was never.
Okay, let me see if it's if I know Oscar's smile.
Okay,
all right, is this the smile you're talking about when he?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like the cutesy little girl smile.
A youthful smile. Uh-huh. When RJ is drinking, and sadly we don't have it on the DVD, it's in his eyes. His eyes sparkle. He has like a mischievous smile. Yeah. But his talking doesn't change, and his demeanor doesn't change.
What's my tell, Rob?
That you're breathing.
My breathing?
No, that you're breathing at all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we'll try to get to, if we, the victim. That might be, but I do want to get to the shoplifting thing. This is one out of 11 people. Shoplift, 75% are adults. When I look at the photos and watch the videos of mob scenes, you know, the where they're breaking
Black
into
Friday,
the 7-Eleven, I hate that too. That pisses me off. I wonder, how do these stores keep people from stealing everything? The answer is they don't. The National Association of Shoplifting Prevention just released some statistics. It turns out that shoplifting is way bigger than you ever realized. Statistically, one out of 11 people who walks into a store, one out of 11 people.
That's bigger than I thought.
Shoplifts.
9%.
I mean, that's an amazing statistic for me. Retailers are set to lose $119 billion this year to shoplifting, 1.45% of total sales. Only 3% of shoplifters are pros, I guess habitual criminals.
Right. Yeah.
And congratulations, folks. Prices are inflated to cover the fact that they
are
planning to lose that much money.
Shrinkage.
And to cover the insurance to cover that.
You're right.
70% of shoplifters didn't go into the store planning to steal, kind of like your thing.
Wow, that surprises
you showed
me.
Up
70%.
I want the gum. but saw an opportunity and took it. 75% of shoplifters are adults, most of whom have jobs. And 35% have help from a corrupt employee. 35, almost half.
Wow.
That does not surprise me.
So you walk in and your buddy's the cashier and he goes, ahead.
Or you walk in and your buddy works at Staples and he throws in a bunch of copiers into what is basically an office chair box.
Yeah.
Right.
And then shifts it out.
Or if you remember the big scene.
Is that how your mom got the copiers?
When the guy was working at the big box store and he was in cahoots with the Russian and they were stealing stuff.
Oh,
from
that's
the store.
Right.
The
inside,
the inside stuff is good. Yeah. However, though, the inside thing doesn't seem to jive with the fact that most people go in
and steal
that with no planning of stealing.
Right.
So they've got to be mutually exclusive because if you have the help of an insider, that almost requires a plan.
The one thing that I would say that I may have done in my life, because I don't remember specifics of it, are the deal where something's in your cart and you walk out of the store accidentally with it, you go, I can't remember a time when I've done that, but I think I may have done that.
You're going to say, you're going to call me puppy dog tales here, but I think this is because I come from a family of retailers.
Right.
I have never shoplifted anything.
Well, that is because you did the retail thing.
And because, I mean, I worked
at Safeway.
It was
tough to shoplift at your furniture store, though.
It was. I did get away with one cedar chest, but I needed two people to help me.
All right.
I stole a magnifying glass.
You did?
I did.
There were, when I had a mini bike when I was a kid, Western Auto mini bike.
Right.
I remember
the picture of you and your twin.
It was the greatest. It was the greatest thing I ever got in my life.
Yeah.
I felt
you've talked about it before.
Looking back, Did it break the bank? No.
No.
But for my dad, I think it was not an easy purchase for him.
I know about that, too.
And he not only did that, but he carved out in the backwoods near our house a little trail that I could ride on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, I mean, it just, God, I think about that. I almost get choked up when I think about the effort that he put in for me.
Yeah.
Just amazing to do that. I went to, Zaire's. It was Zaire's.
Oh, my God.
That was the name of the store?
Time Machine.
And they had a
We had one on Columbia Pike here, I think. Yeah.
They had a shelf down below with the Easy Rider motorcycle helmet. You know, that red, white, blue American flag?
Right.
And I think they were $25. And there was an orange sticker on mine that said $5. And I took it to the cashier, gave it to the cashier. She rang it up as $5.
That's not.
And I walked out of the store, and I went. I was so freaking excited.
That is not shoplifting, because really most stores have a policy they have to sell it as marked.
You paid
now,
for it.
If you moved the sticker over,
then you're in trouble.
That's
the same thing.
Get away
though, right?
Yeah, kind
not
of.
If you get away.
No, I'm kidding.
Sounds like you may have done that, Mister. No, I've never shoplifted.
No. And not to say I've never stolen anything. I'll tell you a story in a moment.
Ah. Okay.
But as far as if the store mispriced it, there's usually a policy. And this came to be a big deal with scanners.
Yeah.
Because all that stuff, it's no big deal to add 10, 15 items to the database a week if you have the stuff with the barcode.
Right.
But I remember when my mom's Safeway went entire scanning back from the days when they had the price gun.
Right.
And so all that computer entry, that's every piece of merchandise. And they had a policy. If it's not ringing up the right price, they'll give it to you free.
Right.
Wow.
And
right.
So they lost tons of merchandise because they had putting these stuff in the database.
Not you, though.
No, well, I wasn't working there then.
Oh, really? No, but you never would have made that mistake, nerd.
No, but the best theft I think I ever did was a radio station I worked at in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you've stolen millions of dollars worth of...
Now, I found out through insiders that they were about to switch formats. Uh-huh. They were going to go from a real Top 40 to a Sunny format. Mm-hmm. And I had no interest in driving to Harrisburg to play records that were... Sunny.
Where it's always sunny.
So
that's when you were working for us, right?
Yeah, but on weekends I was doing this thing on the weekend. And so I, you know, was putting on these longer records and starting to prowl around in the back. And it was a Saturday.
Evil Rob.
So I was the only one in this. And we did a remote at the station. I won't mention
what
the
would be one of the long records that you would put on.
Like, I believe there was a remix of Something About You by Level 42 that might be 742. I don't know.
What was it called?
Something About You by Level 42.
I'm Rob Spiewak. Hello, Harrisburg. Here's Something About You.
And then
Meanwhile, as the record spins
in the back of
Rob
the station,
begins to lurk.
Now, I won't say the call letters.
45 packets of coffee.
There's no sense in bringing any detail into it, but we did a remote at this station once, and it was in a house.
Yes.
Do you remember it was like a house back below?
Yes.
Well, I went back into what looked like...
Is that the one where I hit golf balls in the backyard?
No, that was Hagerstown. Hagerstown.
Where we saw the Amish people.
That's where you were hitting golf balls into the satellite dish and disrupting our signal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Swing. Boy.
Yep, thank you very much.
So I find in a back bedroom boxes. And this has been a station that has been on the air since the 1960s. Uh-huh. And you know what's in these boxes?
What?
Are records.
Oh.
45s.
You and 45.
Sent by the record company back from the 1960s, still stamped with the date that the radio station received them.
Wow.
And then I started saying, well, gosh, are these, they are alphabetized. And I said, oh, look what's under P, Elvis Presley.
Uh-huh.
And there was stacks of Elvis records that hadn't been played in 40 years. And so
Did they have any Q-burn on them?
The thing is that with really hot records in the 1960s, RCA would send out two of everything just in case.
Oh, really?
And these were the backups.
Oh, my. So they were mint?
And they were in picture sleeve.
What was it like when you made this discovery? So when you
it
make
it was the sound of angels. For
when
me.
You make this discovery,
I'm not
do you suddenly
tell you,
go, you, oh my God.
And I said, you know what's going to, and I start immediately rationalizing. I said, you know, when they change formats and they move to
this,
their new facility, they're going to throw this away because radio people throw things away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I started.
Which is not necessarily. I mean, it's rationalization, yes, but the fact is it's probably true.
It is probably true. Now, a slightly more honest person would have asked, and they would have said, yeah, we're going to throw them away. Help yourself.
Right.
But I knew my days were numbered.
But they're also radio people, and if you get the wrong kind of radio person, he's going to say no.
And there were lots of wrong radio people at that station. Mm-hmm. So I took all the Elvis. I started going through
that level of market is kind of, hello there, Abel.
And then I found the box of the Beatles records that had stuff like on the Swan and Tolly label that still sell for $100 and $200 a disc.
Wow.
Those found their way home with me.
Did you sell any of them?
I think I've sold a couple of them. Most of them I have in my collection still.
You got mint, like Elvis 45s?
The amazing
originals?
Thing about the Elvis stuff is that they were still in the picture sleeves.
Yeah.
And that's only the first run of a record that came out in like 1967.
Right.
It's just, it was a mind boggler. I really did liberate probably about 300 records that day.
I took a few albums from the college station that I first worked at.
Oh, I'm surprised my college station had any music left.
Including the original Blood, Sweat, and Tears album that I still have today. And then when I was working at CBS Chicago, I borrowed a microphone. I took it home. And unfortunately, you know, it's not my fault. They fired me before I had a chance to return it.
This happens. One of my grandest regrets.
That's radio, baby.
One of my grandest regrets was never figuring out how to get into the vinyl vault at WNEW when we were in New York.
Talk for just a second, even though this is not related to crime, but talk about that discovery for you, because was WNEW, which in its day was the music station of music stations in New York
City. Even before it was a music station, it is one of the heritage stations in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. I mean,
in the United States.
It was, they pretty much invented the morning personality show there. Mm-hmm. Gene Rayburn got his start at WNEW. Right. They owned, them and WINS had two floors of a building in Midtown. Mm-hmm. And the floor that was the WNEW floor had a climate-controlled, reinforced floor room that was easily as big as the first floor of this house.
Mm-hmm.
That was all shop shelves, all vinyl
albums.
The albums that they played since there were albums, and not a room that was so big that they could line the shelves. The shelves were on pulleys. There was only enough room for one walkway.
Yes.
Because if you wanted something from the sixth shelf, you moved six shelves over.
Wow.
And it
huge.
Was air conditioned, climate controlled.
I never saw it because I didn't give a shit. But where was it, Rob?
Do you remember you would go through where engineering was? The studios were there. Go through engineering. Then there was the reception area. And then there was offices.
Right.
And there was...
you had to search for this thing, though.
But it had a glass door. And when I knew to look in there, I said, oh, my God. And I tried everything I could to get into there. Unfortunately, Jeremy Coleman was running things at that point, and he knew exactly what I was up to.
Yeah.
So there was always a way to not get me in there.
Right.
But there was a lot of locks on the door. It got to the point where...
You got in there a couple of times, though.
Never got into the room.
You never got into the room? You never touched the vinyl?
Never did.
I didn't know that. I thought you went into that room.
But there were times during commercial breaks that I would try three-digit combinations on the wall just to see if I could get in.
Yeah.
For a guy like me, it is really finding like the vinyl mecca.
Right.
And it was amazing to see it. And if I had ever gotten in there and they said, well, if you take that, you're going to be fired. I said, well, it's a good thing my resume is in order.
TMOS Classic.
Welcome aboard the Turkish Airlines podcast channel. Are you ready for a new adventure?
Merhaba, passengers. This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard the inaugural episode of the Widen Your World podcast, part of the Turkish Airlines series.
Well, shoplifting is up 6% compared to last year, and these are the 10 most shoplifted items.
Oh, good.
And I think I'll start with number 10.
Can I guess on any of them?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say that
number 10.
Grocery store meats. Meats get stolen from grocery stores.
You might be right.
Okay.
I've got, you know what? I've got candy.
No, I'm just dealing with the grocery store meat. Thank you all for coming, ladies and gentlemen.
Candy.
Wow.
I'm not going to let people guess anymore. Okay. Number one, filet mignon. Number one, luxury meat thefts are up 21% since 2009.
Raising the stakes.
And are the most commonly...
Sorry.
Was that why you gave me this?
No, I just...
Have you been waiting an entire week?
No, I just thought of it.
Boy, and I thought it was bad when I... Except by guessing number one.
Luxury meat thefts are up 21% since 2009.
Way over
the
line.
The most commonly stolen items from grocery stores.
Wow. All right.
Number two. Go ahead. Try to guess.
Number two, can you tell me, is it a good or is it something at a grocery store?
It's a consumable.
It's a consumable. Ooh. I would say booze, something that's alcoholic.
No.
He's done it again?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Expensive liquors.
Yeah.
Wow, look at these.
Have you looked at this?
I swear on my children's
Have you looked
lives.
At this, you f***?
No, you f***.
All right. Stolen more by alcoholics than underage kids. So adults steal booze more than kids
Why don't
do.
You ask them the Powerball numbers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Number
useful.
Three. Let's see if you can go 3 for 3.
Smart guy.
Okay, Rob Spiewak.
Luxury meats.
Booze.
High-priced liquors.
This is not a consume.
This is not
something you consume.
Okay. I will say designer clothing.
Oh my God. Surprise.
I would have ran out the door.
Small electric tools.
Oh. I like a Home Depot.
This covers everything from power drills to electric toothbrush.
Boo, my Dremel. Okay. Small electric tools. Boo. Charge up the battery.
And anybody else can guess, too. Do you want to try number 4?
Yeah, I've lost interest.
Number 4, I just talked about it.
Oh, Jesus.
Helmet?
Toys?
Clothing?
No. Toys?
No, I just talked about it earlier in the show.
iPhones.
Okay.
Yeah. iPhones plus other small electronics get stolen all the time. Approximately 100,000 laptops are stolen from stores every single year.
I'm surprised they're loose enough to steal.
Yeah, that surprises
they're usually
me
attached
because
or...
of the security involved.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, this is number 5, and I will give you a hint that this is a specific brand-named product.
Tootsie Pops.
No.
Uggs.
I will say it is
men's Uggs to be.
It is
diesel?
Hygiene.
Oh, diesel.
Grooming. It is grooming.
Axe body spray.
No. Grooming.
Gillette razor. Cartridges.
Oscar Santana.
Hey,
and that's because they're way overpriced.
They're so expensive.
Gillette Mach 4 razor blades. Yeah. Razor blade thefts account for, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
2.7%. Of all store losses.
And you know what? I do not like shoplifting at all because I'm on the side of the retailer, but I say steal those f***ers because they cost too much.
I have an electric razor. How much do they cost?
For a pack of 4, it's at least $12.
Oh my God.
If you go to Costco, I think I use the Atra 2 or whatever it is you buy at Costco, you get like a dozen in a package. And at Costco, it's still like $38.
Yeah, it's outrageously priced.
Number 6.
And usually locked up.
I'll give you a hint. It's been mentioned already.
Candy.
Go back to clothing.
Lowell Meltzer.
Rob Spiewak, you mentioned it by name.
Did I?
Axe body spray.
Oh.
Wow.
Axe body. How did you know? You've gotten like 4 out of 10 on this.
Keep in mind, retail is my life.
Retail is his life.
That's what it is.
You're helping your credibility
But
on
the
this.
Thing that made me think of it is the kind of person that would use Axe body spray is the kind of douche that would steal it.
I hate that shit.
I
try.
And you know what?
Mark, never want to turn off a potential sponsor, but I don't think we're ever going to be sponsored by Axe body spray.
One of the things that Robert actually asked for Christmas, and I said, Carrie, no.
Because that's the kid that likes it. Like when we were little and we liked Brute Buzz.
You wanted to be big,
You got
to
get an Old Spice.
Yeah. Axe body spray is the most stolen brand of deodorant, body wash, and body spray. It's got all those categories.
Rightly so.
That's where it is. Number 7.
Hint?
No, I will say it's a brand, a specific brand, and it's clothing.
Jordache jeans.
No.
No.
Victoria's Secret underwear.
No.
VCU sweatshirt.
No.
I think I know, so I have to recuse myself.
Go ahead.
Nike shoes.
No.
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 Oh, I know. Mike O'Mara pajama bottoms.
No. Polo.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Polo.
Yeah.
Polo is the most stolen designer brand, and Tommy Hilfiger is second. Clothing theft is up 31% since 2009.
You know what? Really, you can't look at me because Polo doesn't make anything I can fit into.
All right, this is
soon though.
I think this
Rob
might,
wears Polo.
I think this might be an this El might Polo. Be an easy one. This is a specific children's toy.
Specific video game. No.
No.
Simon.
No. Don't mock because I think you know it.
I don't.
All right. Well, anybody?
Toy.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, I thought of that.
Thank you very much.
Is it really?
Oh, I said it. Yeah.
Let's Rock Elmo.
And that's a hard one to steal because it's big.
I was
Let's Rock
when I
Elmo.
Said that.
Yeah. This Elmo toy, along with all other hot toys for this Christmas season, are major targets. Number 9.
Yeah.
And this is for the ladies.
Uh-huh.
Vibrator.
No.
Oh.
Douche.
No.
Tampons.
But.
Arsenic tablets.
But douches have a fragrance.
Oh.
Vinegar.
Stop it.
Oh, that's salad
what is that 7?
Salad dressing.
No. Think smell.
Oh, perfume.
What Ding. Kind?
Oh. Chanel number 5?
No.
Really? I mean, that's just your go-to
perfume. How the f*** does he
Chanel?
Do this?
I don't know.
It's Chanel number 5.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's
how the f*** do you do this?
That's a perfume. It's the go-to perfume.
What am I going to say?
I didn't know that.
It's not going to be Liz Taylor's White Diamonds.
He has demonstrated himself to be a savant on this particular one.
Yeah, it's amazing. Great. There's another great thing I excel at.
And then number 10.
This and running board.
The last one, I hold in my hand, ladies and gentlemen. I hold in my hand the last item.
Yes?
Number 10, I will say, already been mentioned.
Condoms.
No. That's I'm not giving any hints on this.
That's a good guess, though.
Already
mentioned.
Victoria's Secret underwear.
No. I will entertain questions.
All right. Is it something that you could buy at a grocery store?
No.
Something you could buy at Target?
Yeah. No.
Really? Is it a kind of clothing item?
Yes.
Ooh. Nike shoes.
Thank you, Rob.
Wow.
And that really wasn't a guess. That was a guess based on memory.
Right. Right. Wow. Right. It is Nike shoes. It is Nike
while
shoes.
While we're talking about shoplifting, can I tell my favorite security story from my years of retailing?
Oh, yeah. Love to hear that.
When we worked, when I worked at the Safeway in Richmond, it was in the, you know, the good neighborhoods?
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, okay. your university is close to.
Yeah, it's the university has gotten better. VCU,
the entertainment mecca of Richmond.
That's right.
If you like, you know,
you
crack.
Were in the hood.
It was in the hood, and the hood was a lot worse then than it is now. I mean, and I've told stories before about people buying food stamps that they've kept in their shoe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having a foot-smelling drawer. It was awful. So to do this, the high-dollar stuff that was often shoplifted was, like, medicine, pharmacy stuff. So mm-hmm. we had a section that the office was in that had really like almost like airport security gates you had to go through to get to these items. And you would put a label on a sticker that you would put on the items that would be demagnetized at the office. If you wanted to buy, say, like Theraflu, you would take it off the shelf, give it to the office, they would demagnetize the sticker, and then you could go buy it.
Right.
Thinking that the whole deal was that if you go to the trouble to do that, you're not going to shoplift. Mm-hmm.
Right. But they would.
Well, no. We had a lady that we worked with. She was the head teller, and for lack of a more colorful word, she was an absolute on wheels. I don't even remember her name, but the celebrity she most resembled was a fire hydrant.
Ethel.
And she was the kind of woman that if you worked an 8.5-hour shift, you were due 2 breaks and a lunch. But that's a hassle for her. She would try to get you have both breaks and your lunch in your first 3 hours so she wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. So then you have to work 5 hours without a break because she's a okay.
Wow.
Everybody hated her.
So she's a manager.
Yeah, she's a front end manager or head teller.
Okay.
And so we said, how can we get back at her? Well, I began to realize that if you didn't demagnetize the sticker, every time you walked through that gate to the pharmacy section to the office where she lived in her roost with all of her coven, the alarm went off. Boop, boop, boop,
yes.
To alert for people stealing stuff.
Right.
So one time in the break room, she had taken
this
off.
This is the real hateful Rob.
Yeah. She had taken off her smock. I guess she was taking a growler or whatever and left it in the break room. Ooh. So I do remember my co-conspirator was a guy named Keith. I said, Keith, what if we took one of the security stickers and put it behind her name tag? He said,
oh, that is brilliant. So brilliant.
And he said, well, she'd never find it.
You demon.
Yeah.
She'd never find it.
God,
I
love that.
I know. So we went and got a security sticker. And, I mean, they were about the size of a postage stamp, white. So when you put it back on the Safeway name tag, you couldn't see it
right.
for about 2 weeks. And keep in mind, she'd come and go from the office. Anytime anyone needed change, she would have to bring the change out. And so we said, you know, I need $5 bills to register too. Hold on, I'll be right there. And she'd go down, and I remember when she says, what is wrong with these alarms?
Did she ever try to noodle it through?
I think she ultimately figured it out, but never brought it up to anybody because I think she felt stupid.
Okay.
But it was so satisfying.
Were you cruel enough where you just found excuses to let her, to make her come
never
out of her
needed
cage?
To make excuses because
she's always
coming in
because she's the front end manager.
Yeah, right. So you would be sitting there as a checkout person.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the cash register and you hear that alarm and you give your look where Rob does his.
Yeah, it was great.
Looking at his coworkers.
And I'll tell you
was everybody in on the gag?
Everybody.
Jesus.
Lori McNamara. I remember the whole crew of idiots. I just don't remember her name. And the best thing is I would also have to do the dairy case and the beer case. Because if it involves heavy refrigerated stuff.
You never shoplifted when you were doing the beer case?
No, I might have not carded hot girls, but
that's,
no one ever
that's
got
not a crime.
No one ever got stuff for free. Never did. Uh-huh. Never did.
Was there any arrangement based on those not carding?
Like a
Rob.
You know what?
She said she would
Perhaps if I gave her this 12-pack of Miller Lite.
Perhaps a more clever guy would have gone that direction. I never thought that far ahead.
Do you have specific remembrances of the hot girls that you
It was VCU. There was only about three hot girls, so no, I don't remember.
Did you ever card douchebag dudes just to be a prick?
All the time. Yeah. And I loved spotting fake IDs on douchebag dudes.
And I bet you would linger on the cards, too. You'd just sit there for a while.
So you would bust people out?
Yeah, if they were.
How did that go when you would you say, I'm sorry, this is no good?
Well, it's a...
Aren't you supposed to, like, confiscate it?
We'd confiscate it, and I'd call over the manager.
Oh.
It was great. Yeah. But not if you, you know, if you were a nice enough guy. But
I'm thinking, but at this point in time, these are your contemporaries.
That's
probably,
right. Yeah.
Were they students usually at VCU?
Of course.
And you would just...
But in moments like this, he was over them.
That's right. It's all Mike, again, it was the only time I had the power.
Could you spot a fake ID on first glance?
Pretty good, yeah. And keep in mind, this was 1992. Computers weren't able to, like, generate really good ones.
Did you ever let a guy through because he was particularly handsome?
Yes, absolutely.
All the time.
That's how I met Mark. I do remember there were some...
Go have a great time at the party. I'm Rob A.
There was a couple of guys that would give me cards that would say, like, identification. And I said, really? You got to be kidding me. But just to close the security sticker story, the best time is when you'd be in the back of the store, really diagonally. You couldn't be any further away from the front office than to be working the beer case. And you'd hear from across the whole store, I need that register too. 5, 6, 7. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And you're just in the beer game. Yes. Strikes again.
Oh, that is awesome.
That is fantastic.
TMOS Classic.
History in the making today as Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak announces his resignation. Let's listen in at the presidential palace in Cairo.
Ladies and gentlemen. Pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen and citizens of Egypt, it is with a heavy heart that I bring you this news. In the light of the events of the past few days, I realize it is in the best interest of myself and my country to step down at this point as president of Egypt. Actually, I think it's kind of a win-win. Barack Obama called me on the phone. And he said, Hosni, dude, what's up? Really sucks over there. And I said, you know, it's really not so bad. You got to see what's going on. Barack Obama says, quit jerking me off. Things suck. There's people in the streets. So I said, f*** you. And he says, f*** me. You. But that's all behind us. So, back on point. I'm done with this. You have no idea how much this whole sucks. The smell. You can't get a decent hamburger. Have you ever stepped in camel shit? And I am out of here. I'm going to make like a banana and split. Which is actually pretty good for me and my family. My wife, Eloise Mubarak. My son. Hector Mubarak. Philip Mubarak.
Angry Egyptians.
We are all working on my new popular application for the iPhone, Angry Egyptians, which is going to make me even richer. It's very exciting. You pull back on a small rubber band and a camel flies through the air and it tries to knock over a bunch of protesters in a glass and wooden thing, and it's very funny. Ha, 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 ha. But enough about that. I want to get back to the way things are in Egypt right now. Oh, this whole country is really in a bad way.
From A to Z.
This is from A to Z. Do you know how busy I've been? I haven't off in 2.5 weeks. If I don't bust a nut, my head is going to blow clean off. When I canceled the internet, which I did for safety of all Egyptians, I inadvertently was unable to access Bang Brothers. I like a good but that is no more. So in closing, I have this to say to you and to all of the people all across America and all of Egypt.
Suck a
want more?
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.